You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM. Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. As we talked about last night at the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards, the owner of the Browns, Jimmy Haslam, was there. In fact, cool moment. All three owners did a panel with Eddie George. And it was, you had Dan Gilbert, Jimmy Haslam, James Dolan there, and all of them were together. And Eddie George pitched Jimmy Haslam on coming back to the Browns. He said, I'm still in great shape, as you could see, and he certainly looks like he could still play.
He said,
How about $3 million for 6 games? And I'll go out there and I'll give you all I got for 6 games. And Haslam said, interesting. He said, but, you know, I'm not sure because I remember back at the 1996 Citrus Bowl, there was a 4th and inches play against Tennessee, and Tennessee stuffed you. And Eddie George was kind of speechless. Jimmy Haslam was up there talking a little smack about when the Tennessee Volunteers got the best of the Buckeyes.
And you know why they were in the Citrus Bowl.
Why is that?
A man by the name of Tim Biakabatuka, maybe? Didn't he run over you?
208, not me, but 280 some odd yards.
Chishamonga.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
And again, not only is Jimmy Haslam obviously very knowledgeable about his history when it comes to football, which is great for an owner, but I would have to say no deal as well, because $3 million for 6 games, Eddie was great, but he wasn't that great. And then also, too, is just to get, I have faith in the combination of Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell to do at least what Eddie could do for $1 million.
Come on, man. Come on. Eddie, listen, I love Eddie George, but, I mean, his time is come and gone. It's the Crow's time. It's T-West's
Absolutely.
Time.
Let me ask you a question about that.
And actually, those guys are – I'm sorry, Crowell and West are kind of like merged together or kind of like an Eddie George.
Yeah, but faster.
But oh, yes, they are.
Who was the more dominant personality of the three owners? Like, did one of them own the room?
I think Jimmy did, because Dolan doesn't say much, and Dan Gilbert is good, but he's not like – Jimmy has him, especially when you see him, is like – striking. He walks in there and strides in there. He's got a little Vince McMahon to his walk. Like, he's a big, strong guy. So he's much physically bigger and certainly, I think, larger than personality that they had as well. Neither one of them engaged Eddie George to the degree that he did.
Well, Dolan's a little bit of a clown. Gilbert, I would think, has a bigger personality than. But
Gilbert was good.
Yeah, but it definitely would have been, in my mind, between Haslam and Gilbert.
Yeah. I give a nod to Jimmy. And speaking of Jimmy Haslam yesterday, obviously a lot of questions about the quarterback position, and he pulled no punches and was asked if he thinks he has the quarterback on his roster right now.
You know, I think Pet said it well, and I think Flip said it well today. We don't know yet. So we're going to work till we find the right person, and I'm not slighting Connor or Johnny. We have two quarterbacks, or Brian. If he were to come back, I'm not slighting any of them. We're going to work hard till we get a quarterback who can help us win and win consistently, which we've stated since day one is our goal. And it's not easy, but we understand it's the mission, and we're going to work hard at it.
And Jimmy Haslam was not shy about bringing up Johnny Manziel, and he answers a question here. What does he have to do to be the starting quarterback this fall?
I think Johnny has to show on and off the field he can be a professional. He knows that. Everybody in the organization's told him that. It'll be up to Flip and Pet to decide whether he can be the kind of quarterback we need to be. He knows what we expect of him on and off the field, and it's up to him to prove he can do that.
On and off the field, it's up to him to prove if he can do that. Right now, as we all sit here today, what is your confidence level that Johnny Manziel can do it? Let's just focus on off the field, let alone on the field.
I would say at this point, minimal at best.
Zero off the field, literally zero. I mean, he is.
So he's got to be Brett Favre, be one of those guys who can just kind of go crazy but still be good enough to produce. You don't think he's ever going to learn to be professional on and off the field?
No, hopefully he'll prove me wrong. I don't think he will be successful unless he changes. But right now, my confidence.
So can you give him 1% then?
I'll give him 1%.
And I think also, too, is, and guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but if he does dedicate himself, we'll say on the field, okay, and becomes a starter and solidifies himself as an above-average quarterback in this league, that, again, as I say, trending upwards, do you think he cuts off that off-the-field stuff? Or do you think, like he did back in school, it feeds the frenzy that is Johnny Football?
I don't think it's possible in the NFL today, and Brett Favre, even though he didn't play that long ago, was still far enough behind. I think that to be successful, if you run around off the field and aren't totally committed to the job, you're not going to be successful.
It's the only way to do it as a quarterback. There's no question about it. No question. Got to be completely dedicated. Now, we talked about our confidence level. What about Jimmy Haslam's confidence level that Johnny can be the guy?
You got to have a really good quarterback. And our situation, as Coach Pettine says, is still muddy. And we don't know who our quarterback is going to be next year. And all I would say to our fans is we're going to continue to work really hard to find that quarterback who can make us a championship team.
That's what they've got to do. It's what we say all about. It is the number one priority until it's not on your list anymore, getting that franchise quarterback.
You're absolutely right. He's got to be the guy.
Yeah, and I would say even let's walk before we run. Like you said, be an above-average quarterback. The way the defense is being built, the way the running game is being built, if he can be above average, worst-case scenario, we should be the Buffalo Bills next year and get to 9 or 10 wins. And if he could be a little bit above average, getting trending to good, then we should be right there to win the division.
And a big part in that is again the offensive coordinator, which we of course have replaced. And to talk about that culture change and that new hierarchy that is here is we're going to hear Jimmy Haslam's comments about replacing Kyle Shanahan and just how intuitive he is in this process here in Cleveland, like some owners are not.
You know, we're really excited about DeFilippo, and John wants to be here, and John's the kind of guy that welcomes a challenge and looks at our quarterback situation, understands where he is, and looks at our schedule next year and understands where he is and looks forward to the challenge. That's the kind of person we want to be part of our organization.
And he also responded to reports that Kyle Shanahan left due to infighting.
Despite the outside view, and I think Ray took the high road, which our organization is always going to do, we work together extremely well. Ray and Pet and Sash and Alec and I are going off for 3 days to do a little strategic planning session, and I assure you we'll work very hard, we'll work very close together. Do we have disagreements? Of course. But I would venture to say that wherever you all work, there's disagreements every day too.
Culture change and an identity that the men that make the decision within this building coming together will continue to stay, you know, on that path or recreate a path in year two for Coach Pettine and Ray Farmer as the executives of this business. And I think that that's what I'm excited about when it comes to the Cleveland Browns and where they're going is they have an owner that wants to win and will do whatever and make any move necessary to bring that to fulfillment for the city of Cleveland.
There's no question. They've got to get that winner. They are having a strategery, as I like to call it, session this weekend. Jimmy Haslam, all the top brass here, Mike Pettine, top Ray Farmer, et cetera, going down and having a powwow on how they want to proceed heading into the season. So that'll be good. Before we take a break here, one tweet I wanted to read because I thought it was pretty funny. I saw it came across my desk just now. And it is from Kobe Bryant saying basically that his shoulder injury happened because he passed too much. So this is what happens when I pass too much. I'm sorry, everybody. I'll be back. This is what happens when I pass too much. Hashtag shoulder shock. Thanks for all your thoughts and prayers. Hashtag team from the Lakers.
You got to love Bryant. That out of Kobe. Kobe is a consummate professional. I thought Toby was going to come across and say, not only is it happen when it's what it happens when I bounce balls that aren't deflated properly. He's got to put that extra little bit of oomph into it.
I like that.
I've always been a Kobe guy. In fact, my dog, rest in peace, was named after
Kobe Jones.
Was named after Kobe Bryant. So
that's right.
I'm looking forward to him coming back.
Yes, certainly we all are. When we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, take your phone calls 216-578-0850. Still to come, Friday forecast brought to you by Selective Insurance with the kid. Sound bites from Ray Farmer at the Senior Bowl, Ian O'Connor, the columnist for ESPN New York, and much, much more with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You know it's hard to hear, see.